This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Each week at this time, we have the pleasure of his company. He goes through the people on the list, the research done by Talkers Magazine for the week of February the 26th to the 2nd of March. Stories that are hot. You can get a podcast of this broadcast. How do you, sounds good, doesn't it, Michael?
It sure does.
Podcast
that was nice.
Of this broadcast.
Sounds like a song.
At talkradiocountdownshow.com. All right, do the honors, please, sir.
Okay, can you believe it's March already? The January and February of 2018 are history, but we keep making history on talk radio. At number 10, we have the action in the National Basketball Association. We have at number 9, discussion about Oprah Winfrey's presidential bid. At number 8, we have the Kushner security status and loans question. At number 7, the Putin nukes announcement. At number 6, Trump imposes tariffs. At number 5, the ongoing Parkland shooting investigation, and the NRA versus Delta Airlines. At number 4, we're getting into the heavier stuff. Not that the Parkland shooting isn't, but the stuff that seems to be with us forever, the Trump-Russia probe. Trump and Sessions are having tensions at number 3, like what's new with that, and FISA abuse. At number 2, Hope Hicks resignation. At number 1, gun control debate and the televised White House meeting. Very, very crazy week of news. The people on the survey, Oprah at 10, Nicholas Cruz at 9, Casey Cagle down in Georgia at 8, Jared Kushner at 7, Robert Mueller at 6, Vladimir Putin at 5, number 4, John Kelly, number 3, Jeff Sessions, number 2, usually with a low profile, but she's up there at number 2 this week, Hope Hicks, and number 1, Donald Trump. And there you go.
All right, no surprises really there, other than the situation the world finds itself in. Oftentimes, Michael and I will take leave of some of the core stories and bring in some ideas that come from the periphery. I think a lot of people are talking about the weather this week, storms on the West Coast, East Coast. You're down in Florida, Michael, so it probably isn't going to bother you much. Been quite pleasant down there,
yeah.
In fact, this week. But one of the things that has come about as a subsurface conversation is how cold it is in Europe. It's colder in Northern Europe than it is in the North Pole this week. And then we get into the global warming discussions and whether or not man is ruining it for other men. We're going to now not allow diesel cars in the big cities in Germany. Going to be all electric cars. And soon in America, that's going to happen. Did you know that Tesla is losing a couple of, I think, $20,000 on every car he sells? Did you know
nope,
that?
I did not know that. I'm
wow.
Very, very worried for them.
Are you?
I'm only now I'm going to worry all day.
If I were going to take a ride in that from Boston to New York, I'd be worried about the time we get to Stanford,
yeah,
I think. What if we're going to make it into the...
Well, you rattled off a whole bunch of interesting things. I do want to mention that because it's colder in Northern Europe than it is at the North Pole, doesn't mean that the North Pole is at its normal coldness. The North Pole is having a heat wave.
Yes, it is.
And it is cold in Northern Europe, but it's not like colder than the North Pole was before the North Pole started to become warm. The North Pole is warm. You could go up there and, you know, lie out with a polar bear and get a tan. It's crazy. Although I don't know if they have polar bears up there.
We could take a trip there.
I would actually like to go to the South Pole.
Would you? Why? What would you find the South Pole? You couldn't find the North Pole.
It's land. A place to stand. The South Pole, Antarctica is a continent. The North Pole is just frozen water. There's no land up there. They're mm-hmm. very, very different geophysical creations. North Pole is just the Arctic Ocean frozen. So,
how do you happen to come by this knowledge?
Well, I I travel extensively on the Discovery Channel.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, the Travel Channel. I've been all over the world.
All right. So one of the things that's come up in the Talk Radio Review, the complimentary hour to our discussions here on the Countdown, is the where we get our news and information. I went through a list of 14 different sources that I use every day, just so people would know or could think whether I was well-rounded or not well-rounded. In your world, and maybe if you make reference to some of the talk radio people that you've talked to, bring us up to date on what is there around for source material now that makes for good, well-informed, educated talk radio personalities.
Everything. You have it at your fingertips, you know. There's, of course, the major newspapers, both on the left, the right, and the center, from the New York Times to the L.A. Times to the Chicago Tribune to the Washington Post to the Boston Globe to the Wall Street Journal, USA Today. I mean, it's endless. Then you have real exotic websites like the Drudge Report, which people turn to in talk radio, particularly the conservatives. You have the cable television news operations, which have major websites and put out news all day long. You have CNN.com. You have, of course, MSNBC. You have all of the, you know, Fox News. Fox News is gigantic as a source for talk radio. You have ESPN and Sports Illustrated, which operate 24/7 news operations. They're turned to constantly. There are many, many, many websites, local newspaper websites. Go 24/7. I mean, there is just a wide variety of news information, biased to all sides on the spectrum, some pretty objective. Public radio puts out news all day. It's endless. That's the way it's done. Would you say that I hit on some of the ones that you use yourself?
Yeah, but I want to know where the original thought comes from. If we are so determined, so dependent on these sources, where does the original content come from? Where does the original thinking come from if we're always looking to other sources to come up with things to talk about and ways to everybody, newspapers, television, they all want to have opinion-oriented discussions, not factually-oriented discussions. So we get back around to those of us who are trying to do this and come up with something that's unique and creative and original. Can we?
Well, this is philosophical. You're asking questions now that people go to journalism school and go to philosophy school. I mean, it gets very complicated. I would say on a simple level, it starts in earnest newsrooms where they really do want to have objective news. I do not believe that the media or the press is as totally, thoroughly corrupt as people believe based on what you hear from politicians or even talk show hosts. They try very hard at most of the newsrooms, the journalists, the hardworking grunts that don't make a lot of money. You never hear about them, to do it right. And you have wire services, you have Reuters, you have Associated Press, you have all around the world news agencies. The BBC is a tremendous source of information. But the question you ask philosophically is one that ultimately it's like going down the wormhole. Where does it begin? How does it start? And that is not something that I am articulate enough to answer in this context. It's a great question.
The Big Bang Theory. That's where all life supposedly began. Is there a Big Bang Theory in the world of news talk radio? Limbaugh responsible for the Big Bang in news talk radio?
Rush Limbaugh is very influential, but even Rush Limbaugh gets his information from other sources. There's no big Rush Limbaugh organization of investigative reporters that are out there digging news. So Rush Limbaugh sits, first of all, he works very hard. He is a very, very hardworking talk show host. And one of his strengths is he's an original thinker. His angles.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah.
His angles are very fresh. And that comes from his own ingenuity and intuitiveness. Mm-hmm. That comes from his own internal gift to be original. So he's an original thinker. But Rush Limbaugh turns to the same sources that I'm talking about here today to get those to get the raw material from which he builds, you know, bricks and houses of ideas.
Mm-hmm. You've been a stickler for this, Michael. In all the years I've known you, talking about facts, getting the facts, that's our responsibility, but it's so confusing these days. How do you know? It's becoming more confusing, not less confusing, to figure out what actually, not the truth, because that's not what we're aiming for here. Not the truth. There's a difference between your truth, my truth, and what the facts actually are. What took place in an event? And that's where, you know, you start separating the men from the boys, the girls from the women. The facts are facts. You can't dispute a fact, but you can dispute a truth.
Well, the seeking of truth is the key to the whole thing. And sometimes, you know, what Kellyanne Conway said, there are alternative facts. and she was beaten up for that. What she really meant in her credit was some, even facts can be used and tilted from different perspectives, meaning facts are not necessarily truths, even in science. This gets back to philosophy. This is abstract intelligence. I think it comes down to whether you have the intention to deceive. If you believe what you're saying is true and you're trying to find facts that back up your position, you could probably find facts to back up any position, but you put them in a certain context, they can perpetrate a myth or they can perpetrate an exaggeration. And that comes into context, comes into why are you telling me that Hope Hicks agreed and admitted to saying white lies on behalf of President Trump? Well, she was telling what she thought was a truth. And then it was used by others to show her and Trump as untruthful. So you can tell a truth about being untruthful, and then you are untruthful. The fact is, in the case of Hope Hicks, she might have said on behalf of her boss, oh, he's not here right now, and he's on the side going, you know, like a secretary would, whatever secretaries
right.
were.
Not taking any calls right now.
Right, not taking calls right now. He's not in. He's in a meeting. Right. Those are white lies. That's what she meant. I mean, I'm defending her, but she didn't defend herself past that point. But do you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's exaggeration.
Mm-hmm. It was exaggeration. That sounds like a song. All right, so we're putting into context the way we all come up with ideas and express them on the radio. That's part of our gig here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen at 19 past the hour.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
The anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 past the hour. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Saying hi to the people listening on WGGH. Michael Harrison, editor, publisher of Talkers Magazine, springing us into thoughts about how this whole work, the whole wonderful world of News Talk Radio, which is the number one format. I noticed there was a change, not to get too inside, but you're a veteran, as am I, of the radio wars. The music radio business has changed so dramatically since you and I were disc jockeys. But I noticed the News Talk format is something that has been a mainstay, and the musical thing, now it's AC, Adult Contemporary, that's second to News Talk. It used to be country music. Yeah. Why do you suppose, and there's always this intrigue of what are people, if they don't want to listen to talk, what's their go-to choice after the talk radio program bores them and they decide, okay, I don't want to listen to that.
Well, they can
anymore.
Go to a different form of talk. I mean, there's a lot of talk. There's a sports talk. There's news talk. There's public radio talk. There are shock jock talk. I don't like the term, but you know what I mean, culture talk.
Yeah.
Celebrity gossip talk in the mornings on a lot of music stations. So there's many, many kinds of talk radio. Nobody should ever get bored listening to talk radio. That's not to say I don't think talk radio can be done more effectively. I think it has a lot of room for improvement. But when you compare it to music radio, give me a break.
Music radio
is a disgrace.
It is,
and it has given up all of its assets. And so many people that are on talk radio today should be on music radio, playing the records, explaining the music, curating it, connecting it to the culture, and honoring the music and playing a variety of music. Cut down on the commercial load. Charge more for the sponsors. Make it easier to listen to. They don't do that.
That's what NBC Television said it was going to do this week. NBC says that they are going to cut 1 minute of advertising away from their nightly programs, news, and the shows they do between 8 and 11. Take a minute out. That makes their advertising more valuable because now they say they're the number one network with their success of the Olympics, among other things, plus some good new programming. So
Well, they damn well better get rid of some of that advertising, because the biggest problem facing commercial media is the commercial. People, time is money. You know, the old idea that, well, it's free radio, it's free television. It's not free. Time is money. People don't have the time to sit from minute after minute after minute after minute watching these commercials. Now, commercials are the lifeblood, so it's a conundrum. I'm not saying they should get rid of commercials. They have to figure out a way to do it in a more harmonious way with the programming. Not to mention, people don't want to have these breaks. There's nothing worse than you're watching something, you're getting into it, and all of a sudden it comes to the commercial. And you know you're not coming back to programming for 6 or 7 minutes. That's a lifetime in today's tempo of time, how life goes. 7 minutes, 6 minutes? That's not a good idea to do it that way. They have to change it. They have to figure out how to. And they're not even thinking about it. You know, 1 minute is a nice idea, but it isn't enough.
No, well, there's how you decide you're going to sell your time. You do have to have advertising revenue, because people are not going to pay. Although it has been proven with the success of some of the music services that people pay for. Or you look at satellite radio, Sirius XM, people pay for that.
That's what I'm saying. People will pay for something that doesn't waste their time.
Yeah.
People pay for bottled water. If people will pay for bottled water, people will pay for programming without commercials.
Right, which is basically air. You're buying air. You know, there's nothing tangible about a commercial.
Well,
it's air.
They have to figure out a way to do it quicker, do it more powerfully, do it more honestly. Commercials are fine, just not 8 minutes of it.
All right, so now we have 8 minutes for commercials. Michael and I will be back after that.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
To coast, corner to corner, up and down, sideways. We're here every week, Michael Harrison and me. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Excuse me, you can always get the podcast at talkradiocountdownshow.com. Michael has pithy overviews of things, makes him a good interviewer, makes him a good interviewee. As it were, well, you started to chuckle about
something. I'm laughing at pithy. I'm not gonna pithy. Yeah, I'm
you
pithy.
You are pithy. You're very pithy. So one of the things that we also have that's a plus for making our programs more interesting, the topics that are big in News Talk Radio are important for us to discuss and understand. And I think most of the areas that we're talking about that are Trump-oriented especially have been heralded and discussed. But there are things that also radio programs bring to the surface as public service elements. For example, the discussion of the weather, which is pretty wild. We were talking about the North Pole. Pretty wild on both coasts. Been very, very difficult this week to travel if you're in a car or a bus or even planes because of the weather interrupting the service that you can get. And that becomes a discussion. The first child, for example, in the state of Montana died from the flu, a discussion of the flu and whether or not people should have vaccine or build up their immune system. Do we use the flu vaccine or is that bad for you? All of these things also become fabulous discussion topics, don't you think?
I think they're important topics. I think that the key to programming this format is balance and talking about the big issues and the human interest issues and the important issues that often get overlooked because they don't seem sexy. You know, talking about the flu is not sexy, but it certainly is real.
Well, talking about vaccines, you know, though, is sexy.
No, that becomes a political football as opposed to
a science.
It's
like gun control.
So much of what really should be objective, honest, earnest, scientific discussions have become politicized, emotional, left-right,
everything BS subjects. Politicized.
It has become, hasn't it? Really?
Yeah, and that's the first thing we have to do. We have to recognize, wait a second, that's not political. We're so used to actually thinking gun control is a political issue. It really isn't. It's a public safety issue. Global warming, political issue? No, it's not. It's a scientific issue. We politicize, free choice, right to life, and abortion. We've made that a political issue. It's really a moral issue. And of course, everything does tie to politics, but some things are not squarely political. They shouldn't be by nature. We should be able to talk about them objectively as human beings, because they're not political in terms of their core. They're not political in nature. But we've turned everything into politics, and that's crazy.
It certainly is.
That's the problem.
But that's one of the limitations.
It? Yeah, it's also one of the limitations of this format, because corporate media plays to the choir, and if it's political, all right, it's political. You know, we talk about guns, we got to talk about it from a standpoint of the left versus the right in the NRA, as opposed to how do we handle this problem? Recognizing the fact that there should be a right to bear arms, but there should also be a way to protect kids. Look, I'm treading on very shallow ice here, because we're in the heart of a medium that wallows in politicizing everything. Here I am, preaching against both choirs.
So how do you put this into context for the future, Michael? How would you put all of the things that we're talking about that are easy and not so easy to discuss? What is that? What are we?
The future of mankind is always I've come to the realization that our future is something that has to be earned, that nothing is a given, that it's not written in stone that the human race is going to survive, and that the future well-being of mankind, womankind, humankind is a very tenuous proposition that we have to remain vigilant in keeping it going for the sake of the species and for the sake of future generations. It's not a given. We are in a constant daily life and death struggle. The issue is survival, and the issue is coming to terms with the idea that no one knows what the future is going to bring. A part of it is earned. A part of it is free will. We don't even know if we really have free will as we study the science of the brain. This is not easy, and people should just be a little more mindful of how serious it is to be a human being, without losing their sense of humor. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Remember the old expression, united we stand, divided we fall?
There's a lot of truth to that, but of course if you're too united, then you're all marching in lockstep, so even that has diminishing returns.
Right.
You don't want to be so united that dissenting points of view are not accepted. So the united we stand, divided we fall operates within a certain context, but beyond that, you don't want to be too united. Because if you're all so united, there goes free speech.
Yeah. I wonder if it isn't blending or turning around to America, divided we stand, together we fall, because that seems to be where it is. There is such polarization in the country. You can hear it exemplified as well as anywhere by listening to some of the news talk, the really good news talk radio programs and stations. They are very...
Well, the answer is they're very what? Polarized?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Too divided, we fall. Too united, we fall. We fall either way. We have to be respectful. We have to have debates. We have to have arguments. We have to recognize there are different points of view. There'll always be a left and a right spectrum. The right or the left can never win, because once they do, then they break up into left and right. It's fractals. It's the law of nature and physics and math. Yeah, you know, I always tell my friends who are conservative, my friends that are liberal, what would you do if suddenly the whole world became liberal? What would you do if, okay, the liberals are wiped out, now it's all conservatives? Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be a better world. No, it wouldn't, because immediately those conservatives would break into a liberal and a conservative faction. Don't you understand it's relative, that we can't get away from that? So why don't you look at things on face value for what they are, as opposed to the mythical idea that there's some inherent truth to your ideology that doesn't bear any connection to practical reality. This is heady philosophy, and
yeah.
You know, I think about it a lot. But if you think about it too much, you can't function in the day-to-day world.
Well, I think what I'm trying to do here, and you and I often talk about how we want to present here. We've gone through the list of the stories, and people pretty much have gotten that. But I think you have, and I guess I do too, to a certain extent, an experience, a wealth of experience here. And so we can give people the different way of not only thinking about the stories that are in the top 10 from the research of Targus magazine, but just in general, what it is that heightens people's interest. And I guess my question to you at this moment, is there a difference between alternative facts and lies? Are alternative facts lies that people knowingly use what may be considered alternative facts? Do they purposely use them and lie with them, or do they really believe it, and therefore it is not a lie, but it is the truth?
Well, let's not talk about the term alternative facts. Let's talk about the term lie. There are several different kinds of lies. There is the lie that is said to deceive, that I'm telling you it's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow, and I know it's going to be a cold day. I'm telling it to you to deceive you because I want you to do something that you otherwise wouldn't do. That's a lie. I could talk myself into thinking tomorrow is going to be a beautiful day and then tell you it's going to be a beautiful day. Well, I've told you an untruth, but it's not a lie that has the intention to deceive. I'm telling you what I've lied to myself about, and I'm telling you what I believe to be the truth. Those are the worst kind of liars because they seem so truthful they'd pass a polygraph because they would they wouldn't have any of the high blood pressure or sweats or whatever that come with lying, because they believe they're telling the truth. And some of the worst pathological liars in history were very effective because they believed that their lies were true. That's what we're dealing with for the most part. But if you in fact are saying things that are untrue for the sake of winning, even at the expense of truth, which is also what we see, we seek victory instead of truth, that's downright lousy. And we have far too much of that. Far too much of that.
Facebook says that social media, the people who run it even admit, it's a threat to democracy. Facebook is the best or worst example, in my opinion. I have been the victim of it in this past week or so, of incredible lies, distortions of truth and fact. I know what the truth is for me, and yet people are trying to distort and mess with my head by getting at me about some local event, things that I'm involved in my hometown. And it's the first hand experience. I mean, I've had people take shots at me before, more on the radio than what I'm trying to do locally. But it has become very evident to me in a very direct way how awesome the power is of misinformation and lies or alternative facts, because stuff written about
media,
me, I know, isn't true.
Social media is extremely dangerous. Social media can destroy our democracy, but social media also can enhance our democracy.
Can help, too.
Social media, absolutely. Yeah. Social media is quite
democratized. Remember the Egyptians? All the Egyptians used social media to have, whether you consider the upheaval in Egypt to be positive. I mean, that's how it all gets started. With the
so-called Arab Spring, yeah.
Yeah.
I think about this all the time. I think this is an area of study that is crucial to the future of society. How we teach our children and how we teach ourselves how to use social media, how to discriminate between fact and fiction, how to understand it, how to regulate it without trouncing, you know, and stepping on First Amendment rights.
Yeah.
We do have to regulate social media to one degree or another, and there also has to be a heightened level of responsibility on the part of those who own these platforms, the Googles of the world, the Facebooks, Twitter, all these people. They do have a social responsibility that supersedes just running a business that's independent and isolated from any kind of social impact. They are influential. They have to have responsibility, and they have to be held accountable. So these are the challenges that we face here in year number 18 of the 21st century.
Actually, you know what? That's not really true. You've just given us an alternative fact. It is actually the year 4 billion 500,487,313. That's the year we're in. Planet Earth.
And I know because I was born in the fifth year of that particular scale. And,
right, you've been back many times.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. Well, that's a whole other. that's a whole other arena of.
So it is
stuff.
Let's talk about your health for a moment. Fish oil or krill oil? Which do you want to take? Well, you actually need to take them both. And you don't have to take two pills in order to get them both. Krill Omega 50 Plus from Purity Products. I take it, and it's very good for me. You take it, and it's very good for you. Ultra Pure Fish Oil, great for your heart, circulation, getting blood to your brains, your muscles, all over your body. The organs need that blood. And then Krill Oil for your joints. Together, they're in one tiny pill. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. The CoQ10 is for energy. These three things together in this fabulous product are going to do nothing but help you. Joint comfort will be better. You walk, you run, you move, your back won't ache, your knees aren't sore. Cardiovascular health, I explained how that all works. And as a matter of fact, folks at Purity are so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle. Call 800-355-1493. Can you imagine that? A free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. You just pay a couple of bucks in shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 800-355-1493. You can't live without it, so make sure you live with it. First month is free, and then when you see how well it's doing, you're going to go back to it. I know you will. So get the free bottle of Omega 50 Plus, Krill Omega 50 Plus, 800-355-1493. Doug Steffen here with a review of the people on the list according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. These are the names of people who have been more in the forefront of discussion this week on News Talk Radio programs and stations than anybody else. Oprah at number 10. Nicholas Cruz at number 9. Casey Cagle is 8. Jared Kushner is 7. Robert Mueller is 6. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, number 5. I just love to say that. I get a chuckle no matter how many times I say it. I get a kick out of saying Bad Vlad and Pukin Putin. John Kelly is number 4. Jeff Sessions, number 3. The aforementioned Hope Hicks, number 2. Where does she go from here? Talking Heads. She'll be very happy. As somebody said, she won't lack for money to buy a good meal. And number 1 on the people list, the usual focus on President Donald Trump, what he's doing, where he's been, what he's going, what he's saying, all of that. So those are the people on the list this week. I'm Doug Steffen.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 82nd Masters Tournament, April 2nd through the 8th, on the tournament's official website, masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live, full-screen HD video coverage, including the Par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2018 Masters.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Research done by the National Institutes of Health shows that 25 to 45% of women have some degree of urinary incontinence, and the embarrassment may keep many women from socializing.
Once we hit our 50s, we start to have more leakage with activity. That's called stress incontinence. I can predict it. But what about the leakage that I can't predict? I'm standing in the grocery store, and all of a sudden, my bladder says, gotcha, and I pee and I fill my shoes. That kind of incontinence, called urge incontinence, is much more onerous to activities of daily living.
Urologist Dr. Deborah Leitner says the primary way to treat both types of incontinence is behavioral. knowing techniques that can control the flow.
Kegels are useful for women because they strengthen the pelvic floor.
Dr. Leitner says only if behavioral therapy isn't working should other options like surgery be considered. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 53 after the hour now. Talk Radio Countdown. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. They do the research. They listen, they follow, they think, and then they put it all together. It's a great service for News Talk Radio stations. Stories of the week summarized, the people who have made it big. Michael is branching off not only as editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, but another adjunct to the talk world is his Michael Harrison interview, conversations with amazing people now that you can find on Podcast One, and there's a connection to it at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. So this week you interviewed at least in name, a legacy, an heirloom, if you will, in terms of American politics, a family, yes?
Yeah, I found myself sitting at a dinner. We talked about it. I think I talked about it with you that I was at a dinner that Donald Trump attended.
Yep.
And
I got to
meet Donald Trump and John Kelly and Melania and Tiffany. I mean, everybody. Well, who's sitting next to me at the dinner and the table next to Trump is a young man, 39-year-old attorney and businessman by the name of Christopher Nixon Cox. Now, there are a lot of Chris Coxes out there in the public world, but this one is not the guy from the NRA or the guy from this agency or that one. This is a kid that ran for Congress back when he was 30 years old. His father is Edward Cox, the head of the New York State Republican Party, and he is a very successful businessman and finance expert, blah, blah, blah. He's probably going to run for office again someday, and he is the grandson of Richard and Pat Nixon. And I found our conversation through dinner to be so fascinating, I invited him to be on my podcast. And lo and behold, 2 days later, I had him on the phone before he went to London. And he's this week's podcast. And I'm just darn proud of it. I think it's a fascinating half-hour conversation that gives tremendous insight into a major American political family and what Nixon was like in the eyes of his grandchild, who was 15 years old when Grandpa died. Mm-hmm. So it's a fascinating conversation, and I'm proud to present it.
So what do we take away from it? Is you comparing today's politics to the era of his grandfather?
In some ways, Nixon was a complicated character.
Yes.
One of the things about Nixon, take away Watergate for a second. Nixon was an arch anti-communist conservative. He was a communist fighter who did a number of things that were against that grain. One, he opened the door to China, the beginning of detente with Russia and relations with China when Nixon went to China. Now, had Jimmy Carter gone to China, nothing would have happened because they would have said he's appeasing the Chinese. But Nixon was a tough anti-commie. So he went there and he had gravitas and he was able to get things done. Nixon to China is a term that's used whenever a politician does something effectively that goes against their grain, as what you'd expect. That's one thing. But Nixon did things for the environment. Nixon did things for women in sports, Title IX. Nixon did so many things as president that if you didn't know it was Nixon and you just said, "What is this person, a liberal or a conservative?" you would have said they're a liberal. Nixon was very complicated. He also was paranoid.
Yeah.
He also wanted to have powers beyond the presidency. Where have we seen that before? Mm-hmm. He had authoritarian impulses and ultimately was a liar and got caught, a cover-up artist. So Nixon was a complicated individual. And let's face it, we are always fascinated by people that have tragic flaws, that do good things and bad things, and tragic heroes are among the most interesting characters in stories, whether they're fact or fiction.
You know, I'm looking at the two of them, that is the mother and father, Edward Cox and Tricia Nixon Cox, and they came from families that had similar political views. What do you suppose it's like to be in a family like Mary Matlin and James Carville, where they don't...
Thanksgiving. It's called Thanksgiving in the Trump era.
Yeah,
I think everybody listening to this broadcast has had the experience in the last 2 years of having terrible fights with their relatives mm-hmm. over politics.
Yeah,
that's what it's like.
It really is. And now that you mention that, my sister, who's gone off of she used to be pretty much a Republican. She went off the rails this year for Bernie Sanders. And we had many, but she's not very patient, nor is she very open-minded. If you don't agree with her, you're out. So it made for short conversations anyway, one way or the other. All right, so lots of great focus here. Thank you, Michael, as usual, for your insights. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, but he does so much more. Check it all out at talkers.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.